This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. From today's passage, Revelation chapters 10 through 13, Leroy challenges us to overcome the enemy on a daily basis. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
While serving as a Marine in the South Pacific during World War II, I rarely saw the enemy face to face, but I could plainly see the results of his activity. The mortar rounds exploded the sand on the beach beside us, and the machine gun bullets chewed up the ground only a few feet from us. But we couldn't see who was shooting. Nevertheless, we knew for certain the enemy was real. And throughout the book of Revelation, the Apostle John keeps reminding us that spiritually we face Satan, who is a real and powerful enemy. He is called by a number of different names, the beast, the dragon, and Apollyon, which means destroyer. Now, as we think about the fact of a supernatural enemy bent on our destruction, trying every means at his disposal to destroy our lives and witness, it could cause us to live in fear, to tremble, and admit defeat. But the overwhelming tone of Scripture is not one of defeat, but of victory. In Revelation chapter 12, verses 10 and 11, we read, "Now have come the salvation and the power of the kingdom of our God, and the authority of His Christ. For the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." Is it possible for us to live the life that overcomes the enemy on a daily basis? A few months ago, I enjoyed a brief visit with Dr. Bob Cook, past president of the National Religious Broadcasters. Dr. Cook's ministry has always been one of freshness, filled with new insights from Scripture, not a rehash of old, warmed-over material. So I asked him how he managed to remain fresh and vital for so many years. He told me he tries to keep on the offensive, to keep digging into the Word, and when the Lord reveals something to him, he doesn't try to keep it inside, but instead freely shares it with some weary soul who needs a word of encouragement. It's like shooting a shotgun, he said. When you pull the trigger, there's a kick that comes your way as well. And that's what John is telling us in Revelation chapter 12. To overcome the enemy, trust in the blood of Christ, and share your testimony with others. God will use it to help them and to strengthen you. Every time we share the love and faithfulness of God with someone, we affirm the love and mercy of God in our own lives as well. The enemy is real, but he can be overcome. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To encourage you in your daily discipleship, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's Daily Walk. Daily Walk guides your Bible reading and offers fresh insight on how to walk with Christ and share His love with others. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, everywhere the shepherd goes, his sheep must surely follow. On Daily Discipleship.